Damn. I hate late autumn. The forest always kills the plants just before I can get the very last useful parts of them. Well, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take what I can get. Oh, Mother Nature, why must you be so fickle? Aren't I not one of your most loyal of followers? Have you forsaken me and blah 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 melodramatic stuff? I wonder how Finchie's holding up. The bite seems fine, and there aren't any signs of infection. They should be fine. I hope. Oh, the hell? The fuck was that?
Jay. There you are.
That voice.
Who's this new little plaything of yours, Jay?
It can't be.
This Finchie seems rather familiar.
Come out of hiding. I need to see you.
Not answering my question, I see. Did you replace me, dear sister?
Stop playing games! Where are you? Show me your face! If you're going to have the audacity to use his voice, you should at least have the fucking courtesy to show me your face! Caleb?
Bingo! I knew you wouldn't forget me, baby sister.
Caleb.
Say, are you going to answer my question? Did you replace me?
No. No, I...
You what? You know what you did. You left me to bleed out, and you froze. You only struck back when that werewolf bit you. Serves you right.
No, no, no! I tried to save you. You saw me try to heal you. Even after I found you had no pulse, I tried.
Yet you stood there, frozen, when the mud shoved me to the ground and chomped on my neck. You had a weapon. Why didn't you use it?
I...
Because you're a coward. You're as guilty as the sorry beast who killed me. In fact, you, in a sense, killed me too.
No. No, don't say that. Please don't say that.
On your knees weeping now, are you? Pathetic. To be honest, you're far less fun than I imagined you'd be. When did you become so pitiful, dear sister? You know, after being dead for so long, I need something fresh to liven my spirit, so to speak. Maybe I'll go visit your little pet. You call them Finchie. Pretty cute nickname. Then again, they are pretty cute themselves.
No! Don't you fucking dare!
Or what? What are you gonna do? Bash my head in with that shovel? Oh wait, you can't! You can't do anything to stop me!
I'm warning you, Caleb. Not even death can protect you from me. Finchie. Hi. Why am I on the ground? Good question. I tripped. clumsy me. You heard me yell? Well, that was when I fell. It kinda hurt.
Hello, little parakeet. We're going to have lots of fun.
Hey, are you alright? Your eyes looked hazy for a moment. Wait, your bite's not infected, is it? It doesn't look infected. Phew. Oh, well, what a mess. Could you help me pick up the herbs? They kind of dropped when I fell. Oh, it's nothing. Just had a bit of a day at the market. This old couple was being all snippy and I forgot to mention this to you. The full moon is in 3 days, which means that the pre-frenzy transformations are gonna start popping up. Great. Oh, don't you worry. I'll just have to brew up some more moon freeze potion, and I'll be great. I bought most of the herbs just for that. Would you like to brew some potions with me? Great. I've always wanted an assistant. To the alchemy lab! All right, then. Vinci? Where'd you go? Ah, looking at the potions racks, huh? I think about half of them are full currently. Okay, here we go. Reach into the basket and give me the mana mint, will you? It's that dull teal-colored stuff that looks like a mix between mint and basil. Thank you. And yes, if you think it smells like garlic, it does. It is really gnarly. So, how's your wound feeling? Good. Can't have it hurting now, can we? Can you chop up those shadow fern stalks for me? They're the dark grayish green ferns in the basket. You're cutting a bit recklessly. Here, allow me to guide your hands. I'll just scooch on in behind you. Put my hands here. And then right here. And then just like this. There you go. Just like that. You got it. Sorry. It just felt like an instinct to guide you. Sorry about that. I'm blushing? No, I'm not. Whatever. Let's just continue working on these potions, huh? Snarky little Finch. All right. What next?